since Steve, Stephen Graber had mentioned about the TV at your house.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to hang this up. All right, now we're ready. I don't remember that, but where I used to live is, I don't know who lives there now, but I used to live right across the street sideways from Miss Markham.
Okay.
And on Oak Street there. And before I moved in across from your, or before we built our house across from your grandmother, and the Gravers lived in that duplex on the corner of Main Street and Oak right there. There's, I think it's still there. It's a real old duplex.
And I remember the duplex.
Okay. Well, my Gravers lived there, and we were just very, very best friends of theirs. My sister used to babysit for Marcia, and Stephen and I were big friends and all that kind of stuff. And I don't remember them coming over to watch TV, but I'm sure that they must have because they came over a lot.
Uh-huh.
And like I say, I was just almost positive that we were one of the first people to get the TV.
Uh-huh.
And the elevator is a very interesting story. In fact, I just was at my cousin's home last night, and I have pictures of it when they bought it, and it was all boarded up, and they bought it from Shimmons, actually.
Oh.
Vic and Marie Shimmon. Now, I don't know how they're related to Bill, but Vic and Marie.
And I remember those names. I don't know for sure who they are, but I have my...
They lived kitty corner from your grandmother and across the street sideways again from my, what I called my new house, and I don't know if it's still green or not, but was greenhouse at that time.
Okay.
And they bought it. It was just a feed store at that time.
Okay.
And we bought that in 1944.
Okay.
And my father, we moved from Des Moines to there, and we bought that house on the corner there of Oak and Locust or something or other, whatever it was. And I was 2 years old, and we had a beautiful home in Des Moines at that time. It was new. And my mother tells that I was sitting in my high chair, and I looked around, and I looked around, and I said, "Ain't this terrible?"
Oh, my gosh.
I was just two, but I just couldn't believe that we were moving to this little town, you know.
Yeah.
And my sister, who was 5 years older than I, she was seven.
Is that Burl?
And she got on her bike and rode, and got on her bike and rode, and she came back and just was in tears because no matter where she went, within two blocks or so, she was out in the country, and she just couldn't figure that out at all.
Yeah. Was that Burl?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I just have the one sister.
Uh-huh.
And another kind of funny story about her, she went to school, and at noon they said goodbye, and she went home. She didn't realize. We all ate lunch at school back in those days, I guess, or something. I don't know. Anyway, that was kind of... And my mother worked in the elevator, and she worked there 6 days a week, and we had Olive Ryan that came to our home 3 days a week. One day she cooked and baked, and one day she ironed, and one day she cleaned. And my mother was at the elevator.
What did
and
your mom...
And it wasn't an elevator at first. In fact, it's funny because my cousin gave me this old thing about it, and it was just a feed store at first, and the railroad said that if we didn't start using the railroad and everything, we couldn't rent that property, you know.
Oh, so when you said you couldn't rent that property, you mean...
The railroad owned so much easement on either side of the railroad. My father owned what is now the co-op.
Oh.
And you could only rent that property if you were going to use the railroad.
Okay.
So my father, in effect, in this letter, it was telling about it, my father bought a huge scale, which I think is still there, so that grain trucks could come in from the farms and bring in their grain and things, and then they would ship the grain on the railroad.
Uh-huh.
And so he changed it. It used to be Climax Mill and Feed. When we first bought it, don't know where that name came from, it was called Climax Mill and Feed.
Uh-huh.
And then we made, oh, this is kind of interesting. Tell me when you want me to stop. My father, kind of like a pharmacist or something, he would make grain for animals. And if your animals were thus or though, or I want so much corn and so much this, and he would mix Uh-huh. And he mixed it and put it in feed sacks. And people would go and order what kind of feed sacks that they wanted, because maybe their wife was going to make curtains or make a dress for their daughter.
Oh,
or
you're kidding.
Make slip covers or something, and they'd come in and order, and they'd say, we want 50 sacks of that pattern. And my mother would go to market, kind of like people today now, and she would pick out what she thought was the feed sacks that people would want.
Oh my God. Do you have any of those feed sacks?
No. No, I don't. That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yes.
But like I say, they would have them there, and they'd have piles of them, and then Dean Gunderson would come in, I'm just using this, and he'd say, well, I think those would look beautiful in Louise's room for drapes, curtains or something, not drapes, curtains. And so he'd say, well, Marion, how many would we need of those? And she'd say, well, we need 25 of those, and then I want for Peggy's room such and such, and they would order that, and then the people that worked for my parents would make your load in that much, and then they would load the truck, and then my mom and I, because I was always at the elevator, unless Olive were there, but usually I was down there, and then my mother and I would deliver the feed, and my mother would get it close to where it was supposed to be, and then she and I would push it off, or else the farmer would be there and help us to unload these bags of feed at the people, because we delivered the feed.
Uh-huh. So-
and, then it became Climax Grain and Feed Company.
And do you know what year that was?
Pardon? God, no, I don't.
Okay.
I don't know what year that was, but it became Climax Grain and Feed Company when my father started buying and selling grain and using the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And so the names changed. I remember our phone numbers, 211 and 213. My home number was 211, and the elevator was 213, and I'd be at home, and I'd call my mom, and Josephine Murray would say, number please, and I'd say, hi Josephine, can you get my mother? And I sometimes would have to say the number, but usually they just plugged it in, you know, those things like Lily Tomlin used to do, you know. And
so Josephine Murray, was that like, is she like an operator?
Telephone operator, that's how I remember it. You might want to get a second opinion on that, but that's whom I remember being the telephone operator back when I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And let me think if I know anything else about, we have this big scale. We have the biggest scale around, and people couldn't, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, something went click and I didn't know. And my father sold the grain elevator in 1962 to the co-op.
And was it still called the Climax Grain and Feed Company then?
It was. And then the co-ops came in, and my father was, they were 62, my father would have been, I don't know, 50-something, and they decided that they wanted to retire, and the co-ops would either shove them out, you know what I mean, because of co-ops, they could do that, you know what I mean? It's kind of like Walmart coming in or something.
Uh-huh.
And so it was either, you know, sell it for a good price or try to hold on and then, you know, be run out of, you know, you know what I mean? You couldn't maintain that as a single person anymore,
uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh.
And so in 62, my father sold it out to the co-ops.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of the story of that. My father worked there. I mean, my mother worked there the whole time. And our main person, I don't know if this is anything either, but it was Jim Keeble, K-E-E-B-L-E. And they, he was kind of my dad's foreman or right-hand man or something, and he worked there forever and ever, as long as I remember, Jim Keeble. And that's about, I mean, there were, the feed sacks were a big thing, and like I said, I was a little girl, and I was always down there with my mom, and I, in the summertime, I'd go out and take my naps on the feed sacks or something. I knew every farmer within a radius of whatever, because I was always there. And, we had a big, at first, we had a big old pot-bellied stove in there, and that's what kept it warm, and then they put in a furnace or something there, but a big old pot-bellied stove.